You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I think you're great, but I think my heart is somewhere else.
What do you mean?
And I think I have to pick my second place. And I think I'm going to break up with you for Shannon Gus.
You picked Amy. You chose Amy.
I know.
You did the Bachelor podcast with Amy. Amy's still right here.
But when Shannon mentioned to me about, you know, maybe us talking about Bachelor Australia for an episode, I haven't been able to stop thinking about her.
You told me that you weren't talking to her.
It was nothing. Like, it was just, I was just checking on her to see if she was okay. You know, with the news of The Bachelor Australia coming out. So I just needed her to be okay.
Oh,
just kidding,
drama.
Amy. I'm not leaving you. I'm never leaving you. Never, ever.
Winnie the Julie Chen. Just kidding. Drop.
Just kidding. Oh, you can't open the Bachelor podcast. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you. Just kidding. You're evicted. Just kidding.
I'm so sad. I could just, like, it's like I've just attended a dove's funeral.
That was something. You know what? I think maybe I was having a bad day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I definitely was. But I loved this episode.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, it felt like a bright spot in such a bad day, but this was probably my favorite of the goats we've seen so far.
Okay. Interesting. Do you think it was because there was fewer video segments, less time with just Chris cutting back and forth? And we really got, like, kind of that after the final rose special, we got big chunks of it at the end.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think part of it was that. And I think part of it was that I've heard so much about this season. It lives in Bachelor lore forever. But I felt, as much as I've seen certain clips of it, it almost felt like some of the clips we've seen over and over didn't have the full context. And I feel like we got that tonight.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't just kind of gloss over it. We saw, like, those segments really kind of how they played out at the end. So I thought that was good to really kind of, you know, take us back.
Mm-hmm. Is this a season you saw live?
Yes. Yes. I remember seeing this live and just being one of those really angry people with Jason. Mm-hmm. And I think I was even kind of buying into, like, was this all planned? Like, I was really into, like, tinfoil hat theories back then, like they were doing something for ratings because they had so many, like, dud seasons before that.
Yeah.
And this was kind of the turning point in the show where they, but I don't think so. I think maybe other things since then, because they want to kind of, like, live up to that every year now and have something really dramatic, like seasons where we've seen something kind of lame, like an ex coming back, like on Becca's season, for example. Those are really, like, forced. But yeah, I think they just kind of lucked into this one. So, yeah, Jason Mesnick. Chris is trying to make a new phrase happen. He loves to call it the Mesnick. I don't think the Mesnick really means crying over a balcony. I think the Mesnick is, like, choosing your second place, right? That's how I refer to it.
I think that's the Mesnick. The full Mesnick is crying about it on the balcony.
Mm.
And see, I've always seen the iconic photo of him crying over the balcony, but never really understood why. Mm-hmm. I think I always just figured that was him trying to decide between the two women. Mm. I didn't realize that was after he said goodbye to Molly. I thought it was so, so interesting and like crazy to me that she said, like, you're making a mistake. I can't believe you're doing this. You're mm-hmm. going to regret this. And I know that. And I'd love to be wrong, but I don't think I am. And mm-hmm. Do you think those words, you know, kind of set the whole thing in action?
I think, you know, we hear a lot about after the proposal and how, and a lot of these relationships, most of them don't work out. And sort of that culture shock of going from the dream date and being cut off from everything and only focusing on the person you're trying to fall in love with to the real world and being separated and just having those like happy couple visits. So I have a feeling it's like the moment something wasn't that great. And I kind of have that suspicion about Ari and Lauren too. Like, it's like if you felt so strongly about the second place where you really were kind of up in the air, then the moment something is not like picture perfect with the person you chose, it's like the what if comes back. Whereas the seasons where we see like there really was no other choice and you can tell who the person's going to pick from the beginning, maybe they don't have that. They already kind of ruled those people out.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was weird, though. It was really crazy to see. And I don't think she was doing it in a way that was slamming Melissa. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I had never seen that part before. And it was really crazy that she was so right.
Yeah. And there was even like a scene before, like the night before on their last date. Like, I'd be so worried about like picking the wrong person. And 6 months down the road, you realize, you know, it was really weird that she was like foreshadowing that as well. Like, she got the sense that it might not go her way, and she was just trying to drill it into his mind that this is the right choice. Like, don't go with the cheerleader. It's me. Like, I want to settle down. I don't know. So I don't know if it was, like, specifically against Melissa, but I think maybe, like, she was one of the younger, although Molly was pretty young, too. But I think,
Yeah, I remember reading something Jason wrote saying, like, you became a stepmom at 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just kind of gave off, maybe like seemed a little older on the show, but I don't think they were that far apart in age, maybe a couple of years. So this was 2009. Chris starts off the show kind of saying that in this season, more women fell in love with the lead faster than any other season. Do you think that's true? Like that? Did you get the sense from that?
It was hard for me to really see that without the seeing every aspect of it. I wonder if I went back and actually watched the season, if I would think that. It's hard to tell, though.
Yeah, I think maybe it was true at the time. I don't know now with the way people say, like, I'm falling, I think I could fall in love with you, might not, you know, match up exactly with what they did back then. But
it was probably a little more genuine and real back then.
Right. And he was a known entity. I had kind of forgotten that he actually like fully proposed to Deanna. And they showed that.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
That was nuts. I feel like we don't give Deanna enough shit for letting him go through with that.
Yeah, who do we give shit for to Ashley for letting him just kneel, right?
Yeah.
And kind of like to Caitlin, like that she was kind of like stopped him. But yeah, Deanna, like she just turned down a proposal. She fully did the whole thing. So it's crazy. He's proposed to four people then. But I think because he was a known entity and back then it was still not that common for The Bachelor to be somebody, a known quantity, you know?
I just assumed he had not been on the show. I was genuinely surprised when they said, like, when they were showing clips from his previous season.
Yeah.
And even more surprised when I saw he was in the final two and right. Just blown away when he proposed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of funny. I think I forgot that maybe he was final two as well. I thought maybe he was top three. But it was kind of shocking too, just based on who Deanna chose. It's just like he was clearly like the better pick. And so it was kind of interesting too. So I think maybe people going in with like already in love with the idea of like a single dad, and he's so genuine. He really wants to find somebody that they kind of were like predisposed to fall in love.
I really thought they had just picked him because he was like a nice single dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I loved when Chris was rattling off. He's like, so many amazing women on this season: Jillian, Melissa, Molly, Lauren. And it's like, just throwing a Lauren. Like, no one knows who this Lauren is. Like, no one remembers this Lauren from this season. Just had to name somebody, and of course her name is Lauren. But let's see, we did get to meet a few of the other women. We did see a segment with Lauren on the show. We didn't like get a video package. They didn't really talk to a lot of past contestants like we normally see, none of the earlier ones.
Is there anyone you feel like they were missing talking to?
No. As far as like who they showcased, there wasn't really anyone that I felt like was missing. I don't remember a lot of these women. So when I saw them again, I kind of remembered them. But because of how far back it is, nobody really stood out. And because I think, you know, Jillian, Melissa, and Molly were still kind of in the public eye. And the final three, those are the ones that you know of. But I think Naomi was the top four because of the hometown, and mm-hmm. then I didn't remember Stephanie going that far, but she was kind of like let go right before hometowns, so I didn't remember that Lauren at all. I think I only remember that Shannon character because of like a clip show that was shown later, like, oh, most awkward kisses, the stalker person. But I'm kind of surprised that they didn't go back to any of those people, and I think they just didn't have the time. I think they probably would have been able to get some of those people, but because people don't really remember them, it's kind of like, well, let's just talk to Jillian and Melissa and mm-hmm. you know, Jason and Molly kind of thing. But they did get Stephanie, so that was interesting.
Yeah, that was fun. Her design aesthetic is not something I'm going for personally, but to each their own, of course.
Yeah, that was definitely different than all the other backgrounds we've seen. let's see. Did any like of these other women like stand out to you in any way?
Just a dental hygienist. I think she had great teeth, and then she just kind of lost her mind. I'm surprised they didn't say like, we tried to contact her and we can't get a hold of her, she said no, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been good to have, wherever she is.
Yeah, so she was billed as the stalker. So she tells Jason, like, I've been looking at your MySpace page, and I'm not a stalker. But then she rattled off, like, his niece's names and, like, your brother Larry. Like, yeah, I did my research. I want to make sure we're right for each other. You know, what's the move, Haley? Like, should you? I mean, everyone's going to look up whatever social media they have access to, right? But
you pretend like you don't know anything about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe something like comes up, oh, coincidence, you like drop something that like a similar interest that you know they have or something. But yeah, you don't.
Yeah, it's like, I just love the Mariners. They like, I just love, you know, baseball.
Yeah.
And watching it, and especially the Seattle version of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think letting on anything, I think anything that was shown on his season with Deanna, that's fair game. Like, they all know his son's name is Ty. They know he's a single dad. They know he's from Seattle. But to like go into like stuff that's beyond like his family visit and personal details of his family from, yeah. And then it goes into, what was she saying? Like, I'm not letting you let me go. I'm not letting you let me go. And she like forced a kiss on him.
But we didn't see their breakup. Like, I feel like we should have seen their breakup.
Yeah. I think in a season now, like, they would have been eliminated, like, at that stage. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, like, I can tell you're, like, further into this than I am. And, you know, for your benefit, I just think it's best that you go now. Like, that's what Rashawn did with Tierra. So that would have been good. We saw Lauren, so we did get to meet this, maybe one of the original Bachelor Laurens. I didn't remember her at all, but she seemed like she would have been like a villain at the time because she needed attention. And that's, you know, how dare she? What did you think of the school teacher, Lauren?
God, that was weird too. Yeah, I feel like we didn't dive deep enough into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She got really mad that he didn't give her a group date rose because she told him to give her the group date rose. Like, kind of a little bit like Michelle Money, but just not able to pull it off like Michelle Money, I think. She was ahead of her time.
She was. Good for her.
And then Naomi was the one with a very interesting family visit. So I think this is like one of those throwbacks where I always say, like, I'm always hopeful that there's going to be a family visit like this one. This is one of those ones that I remember because it's just so kooky. And that I tend to think like, oh my gosh, like that was the front runner. And then the hometown visit like totally destroyed it. Even though I don't think that's how it really works, but like, I like to believe that when I'm watching it.
I don't know if this one was like the death of that relationship, but I don't think it helped.
No. And he was already kind of questioning her. I think Naomi was one who he was really attracted to. Then he was worried. They showed him talking to her that like maybe she's not ready to give up her single lifestyle. And he pulled her away from the rose ceremony only to like bring her back and give her a rose. So had some of those built in little like faux dramatic moments. But then, yeah, her mom was talking about past lives and telling Jason about his past lives. And then they pull out a paper bag and the mom starts talking about that she, well, first the mom starts talking about like that she hit a dove while she was driving. And then the kid's like, oh, it's over. It's in a paper bag in the garage. And he runs and gets it. And they decide to have a funeral. And Naomi, to her credit, is like mortified this whole time that her family is pulling this.
Yeah, she is like, she is not happy that this is happening. It was funny. That is really funny.
How do you think this went down in terms of like, do the producers discover like, as they're getting to know the mom and like, hey, like, why don't you wait till Naomi comes back? Or is this just like a normal weekend for them?
I feel like maybe the story got brought up and then the producers were like, you should have a funeral for it.
Yeah, because they were all like really excited. They were doing the hula hoop contest. Like they were just so excited to like plan out this weekend, I feel like. And so they just had like everything, every note, every beat ready to go. Like, how about this next, Naomi?
I just, if I was Naomi, I can't. And then I got sent home that week. I would write them some letters for yeah. sure.
Never speak to the family again. And then we saw a little bit of a date that they had where it was a radio kissing contest. And that was with Stephanie, Jillian, and Molly, where he had to guess who was kissing him. I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen something like this lately.
Yeah.
It on Bachelor Pad. They had something like that. But they had to guess and they didn't really like, obviously they haven't kissed everyone. I think it was a little too easy for Jason.
I feel like I've seen it on Love Island and I've seen it on Too Hot to Handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once you see it on those shows, it's probably the Bachelor who takes itself too seriously is probably not going to do.
Right, right. They're like, we started this, but we're beyond it now. We're about this. And then, obviously we see segments with Molly and with Melissa and with Jillian. Was Ethan watching this with you and did he know anything about this season?
I had told him, I think when we were watching Peter's season, maybe that this had happened before. Mm. When we were watching it, he was like, who does he pick? And he couldn't figure it out. And then once he realized what was happening, he was like, oh, okay. Like they do the switcheroo. Mm-hmm. And we watch a lot of HGTV around here. So he knows Jillian and he loves Jillian. He was really excited to see her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's just so fun and she's engaging. And I feel like I followed her on Instagram for a while and then I kind of got a little like over her content. But then like seeing her on this, I'm like, oh, I remember why I liked her so much.
Yeah.
She really works well in like a TV and video setting where you get her full personality.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a peek at her Instagram story and it was like such a flex. She was like, oh, I totally forgot this was airing tonight and that I even did this interview with Chris Harrison. But yeah, I guess, whereas like every other person that's been on, it's like their whole like feed is like, oh my gosh, I have to watch my season tonight. Is everyone tuning in? So she's like, oh yeah, I guess it's on tonight. So yeah, she's done well. She was a really fun contestant on that season. I remember really liking her on that season, kind of rooting for her, but you could kind of tell like probably not, like they were just buddy buddy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I thought she was a great pick for The Bachelorette. And then, and I did remember that Molly had been asked, and I guess, you know, they kind of admitted that on the show. So that was kind of interesting because I feel like now would like the person turn that down? Would they go back if they already had that floated to them? Like,
I don't know.
What it's about so... Lauren and Ari?
I was thinking about that. It's so crazy that it, you know, that might not have been the case if it happened now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting. What did you think of the hot dog theory?
It's not something I think I subscribe to, but I like a food theory.
Yeah. She came in with like her shtick. I think it was kind of like made her stand out. I thought that was smart. She was one of the early people to like have something like.
I think she said she got the first date.
Oh yeah, she got the first date, and yeah, she talked about like her little inside story was that like she just thought like, oh, we have a day off, and so she hadn't shaved, and Jason shows up to the mansion. They have the pool party right away. I don't think that was that scandalous. If he got rid of her for that, that would have been pretty bad. But
yeah, what's today? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I shaved my legs for the first time, and I'm not kidding, probably about 6 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point?
What's the point?
Where are we going?
We're not going anywhere. I'm in an LTR, so what is it? What does it matter?
Exactly. Yeah, so... let's see. I like that she did that, even though, yeah. What did she say? So a hot dog with ketchup. The guy is like a good guy, but kind of boring.
Like fun, I thought.
Or something like a nice guy.
Maybe.
Mustard was like what she was going for, and where it's like you want to bring home to mom or something, but like they're still like who you want to marry.
Sauerkraut. You got to look out for a sauerkraut, dude.
Kraut is out. What if people like have more than one topping on? Was it just what they go for first, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah. What do you put on your hot dog?
Ketchup, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more ketchup too. I have on my veggie dog.
So. I don't like mustard. I don't love sauerkraut either, so I would never think to put it on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a ketchup gal. I like sweet flavors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like salty sweet mix, so. That is a good pairing. Let's see. So then we have Molly and Melissa. I'm trying to think back, put myself back in 2009. I feel like I really like now I really like Molly, but I feel like back then I really liked Melissa. Like I think she was just so like good at being on TV. Like she was almost like a rom-com character, like her lines and stuff. I just think she like knew what she was doing. Not that she wasn't there, like it was pre, you know, Instagram and like getting a lot of opportunities from this, but you would get some opportunities, and she did get a lot of opportunities afterwards.
I would say she's probably maybe the start of people seeing what it is that it could do for your career.
Yeah. Like she's one of the like big examples of like, she was so beloved, and I think she must have met like her husband so soon after, because well, they obviously would have wanted her to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah. She said that he was a former boyfriend. So, right. You know, they probably called him up like right away because, you know, she said she had a 9 year old and the season happened 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Like where she would have like gotten pregnant like a year after the show was done, basically. So pregnant, married. I think she got married really soon after. So I believe she like went through a breakup very like prior to being on, like which a lot of contestants do.
Right. That sounds familiar now that it was like a pretty fresh breakup.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's like what was like concerning to Molly about Melissa, like when they think like, okay, it's not right. Or was it more like she's not right because I'm right for you kind of thing?
That's the way I took it.
Okay.
But we do have a question about that later.
Okay, we'll get to it then. Watching the different like scenes with them, was it like really obvious to you that like, okay, yeah, Molly was obviously the right one? Or did it seem pretty even?
I felt like it seemed pretty even. It didn't really feel like they were trying to lead me either way.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did get Molly's, like, I felt like it, you know, no, I felt like it was pretty even going into it. And if I feel like if I didn't know a single thing about the season, I watched that episode last night, that I really wouldn't know who he picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I feel like I might have been surprised he picked Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. Like, I think now the edit, too, is like easier to tell who's in the running, because I think even like it would have been believable with Jillian, it would have been believable with Naomi up to that final four. But watching it back, I noticed more like, okay, I remember more of the stronger moments with Molly too. Whereas I think when I was watching it live, it seemed very much Melissa. But then I'm also thinking like, okay, when did like the filming happen, the editing happen versus like the switcheroo too? Like, when did they know? Because the edit would kind of push you more to one or the other. Ari and Lauren.
Were you rooting for Melissa?
Yeah, I think I was. I think, I was probably rooting for Jillian originally. Right. But I remember rooting for Jason on Deanna's season. And then, yeah, I just really liked Jillian. So I thought like Jillian would have been like the smart pick for him. But I think they're both from like Pacific Northwest. And she just seemed like she was ready and just fun. But I think I was rooting for Melissa, which is like, I would not now. It's just funny. Like, the difference that 11 years will do. But maybe it's just like results oriented. Like,
yeah,
I don't think I thought that he and Molly would last. I think I was just like, really didn't like Jason at the end and just thought like, okay, he's just like, didn't really want to commit. And this is a way to like, look better kind of thing. Like, and that it would just end like all the other relationships end, you know? And I think I wanted Molly to turn him down and say like, no, I want to be the Bachelor.
I was really surprised at how quick they were kissing on stage.
True. Yeah, that seemed weird. Like, and I think he said, Jason claimed in that after the final rose that he hadn't talked to Molly, but it was clear that he did talk to Molly because Melissa had heard about it, you know, that he had at least checked in on her and got her phone number. So, but she still seemed surprised, but I think she had some kind of a clue that maybe they like, maybe like, he wasn't that strong with Melissa or something.
Right. Like,
I don't know. She kept looking back at Chris. Like, she just seemed like in shock, kind of like looking at Chris. Like, did Chris know this was going to happen? Like, she would just keep turning her head like, what? Like, but yeah, I'm wondering like how soon after that was, like, because it was filmed, you know, after filming, but before, it could have been like right after the premiere or something. Like, it wasn't filmed like after the whole show aired. It was just like they filmed it. And I think that's how the spoiler got out, is they filmed it so early. Like,
right. Kinda, so there was a spoiler out about it.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the spoiler that made Reality Steve, like, launched his career.
Oh,
yeah. Because okay. It was so wild. And then people like, like, this can't be true, you know? And then like, because it was true. Yeah. So I think before he was like, he was just a blogger and like,
had, right,
like, people followed him for like recaps. But then it was like, okay, I know. And he had like, I think he had spoilers before, but
not like this major. Like,
yeah.
Right. weird. It's weird to look back on these things and think of how far we've come.
Yeah. So, it's crazy too to think that, like, you know, he was so hated from that, and like it was so controversial. Kind of like how Brad was so hated, and then we look back on it now, and it's like, oh, was it really that bad? Like, everyone, it worked out for them, and then Ari did it. And, like, I just would never have thought, like, it would have happened again, you know? And I think, like, Ari got, like, less blowback from it. Because they, like, I mean, I guess they did it a little differently. But it was still, like, maybe it's not like he got less blowback, but it was more like, okay, we've seen this before. And it didn't, like, linger on as, like, people being so mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, is this the move for The Bachelor? Like, if you do this, then you have to marry that person. You cannot,
maybe.
You cannot break up with them. Because, like, those two are, like, successful ones now. Like, now they overtake Sean as, like, there's two couples that are successful that have done the switcheroo, and only one Bachelor couple that's successful from, like, the first pick, which is strange.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Speaking of successful couples, mm-hmm. we have new news about, forgot our Bachelor News segment up top, but there is a breakup, apparently.
Allegedly
not
a breakup.
Really official, but we've been texting back and forth. We've been waiting for this one.
I've been waiting for this one. So apparently, Becca and Garrett are donezo.
Mm-hmm.
He has been pretty vocal about his stance about the Black Lives Matter movement. It is not a favorable stance, not one we're behind. That's for darn sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Becca, who has been open about her beliefs and they just never really seem to align. I remember being very disappointed that she picked Garrett. We kind of hoped that that wasn't going to be the case her whole season,
mm-hmm.
Because of some of the things he was liking
media.
On Instagram mm-hmm. beforehand. Some pretty gross things. Two things I remember was, you know, being against transgender people mm-hmm. and thinking that the
Parkland students
were crisis actors about their shooting. Just
like throwing kids like over the wall and stuff, like immigrant kids, like just really bad stuff. And so, like, the thing back then was that it's, like, she obviously wouldn't have known, like, his social media behavior, and it's something that they, like, talked through and, like, claimed that he had changed or that she was, like, educating him or whatever. But, yeah, these latest posts reveal that just kind of in line with what he was doing before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, you know, 2 years into their relationship, like, you kind of have to decide, like, is this someone that I want to be with if the views are so different and against? And, you know, she has her co-host, Rachel Lindsay, who was, you know, bringing up, she had a very, like, kind of open podcast about, I don't know if that was, like, the tipping point, but she had the podcast with Rachel Lindsay talking about how she didn't defend Garrett's views. And I think maybe, like, Garrett didn't like that, so.
But she knows his heart, and he doesn't have any, you know, bad intentions.
Right. And then she felt bad about how she responded to that, and then all of a sudden we noticed that they, like, Becca was in Minnesota for a long time. They weren't posting together. They still haven't posted anything saying that they've broken up. And then there's
also nothing saying like what you're seeing is dumb. Like we are still together.
Right.
And Rachel called him a piece of shit, yeah. Which I think is, you know, don't send hate to Rachel Lindsay for that.
Yeah. She was on another podcast and called him that. And so then people were, this was, I think, before the announcement, but then people were speculating, like, would she have said that if she, like her co-host was still dating him? I think Rachel Lindsay, like she would have.
I think
have
she would have. Way.
Yeah. Because she was like, you know, like I gave him the benefit of the doubt the first time. And then this is clear that he hasn't changed his views and he's like doubling down on this. So she was like, I'm not apologizing for what I called him. And yeah, Garrett has been like leaving up comments on his Instagram of like women being like, Becca should be defending you, or like, you know, like kind of hitting on him or something. Those kind of posts he's leaving up and then deleting posts that are like challenging his views. And Becca did comment on like, I think it was E! Online or whoever broke the story, and just said like, the least you could do is spell our names consistently. Like she didn't say like, this is not true. She said like, interesting source, because it didn't name a source and didn't like have either of them as a source. But I've also heard that maybe they're waiting the 2 years so they can keep the ring. Do you think
that would have been that day?
Oh,
the
yeah.
day it broke would have been the 2 years of her finale.
Oh, so interesting.
So, yeah.
How much are these rings worth?
I heard in resale they're not as much, but I mean, I would take $55 right now.
Whatever you can get for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So anything else about the episode? Things that stood out to you from like the way it was back then? Or do you want to jump into questions?
The eyebrows, man. Like I'm so glad we all put the tweezers down.
Yes. Oh, they're so bad. Oh, I was going to ask you about Stephanie and how he brought her daughter there.
I almost cried watching that scene. I thought that was really sweet. I thought it was really cute. I'm glad we got an update with her, and she said that she thinks Ty's really cute.
That was weird.
What's weird?
Chris was really trying to make that happen too. Like, yeah. Because it's one thing to bring it up with Stephanie when it's like maybe you don't have that much to talk about. Okay, let's bring her daughter. What was her daughter's name? I forget.
Sophia.
And then like, oh, you like Ty? But then even with Jason and Molly, like they're like, wait, Stephanie who? Like, oh yeah, the daughter thinks that Ty is cute.
That's so funny.
They couldn't even get Ty on screen.
I know, he was too busy playing like World of Warcraft or something.
Right. So
maybe he was playing Animal Crossing, who knows?
Yeah, maybe he had wind of this little stunt that Chris was trying to pull, and like, yeah, maybe. I would not be seen near that if I was 15. Oh, that's too funny. All right, well, let's jump into the questions. We have an email. This is from Andrea. Hi, ladies. Allie was my first season on my Bachelor franchise journey, and I'm loving watching the abbreviated versions of the legendary seasons I've missed. I'm hoping Amy saw this season back in the day and can talk about how Melissa got along with others. When Jason broke up with Molly, I couldn't figure out what she was trying to say when she said he wouldn't be happy. Was it just that Jason and Melissa weren't right for each other, or was Melissa one way with him and another way with the girls? Thanks for your podcast, Andrea. So yeah, I don't remember like her being a contentious person at all. I could see maybe like the other women being jealous of her. I don't have a strong memory of like her not being, I think if she was, they would have shown that. Like, I think she was just like a beloved character. But I could see, and Molly, I remember being very, you know, even when she was talking about Shannon being the stalker, she wasn't saying anything bad. She was like, oh, I think she's overwhelmed, or, you know, like she wasn't saying anything bad about anybody, which is what we recommend. It's like, don't, you know, focus on your own journey. And so I think maybe it would be that view of like, well, she's a little bit younger, or she just got off a breakup or something like that, that maybe people, you know, they always evaluate like who's right for him. So I don't think it was like who's not there for the right reasons, but more like, are they really compatible? So I think it's maybe a mix of that. Like,
that's kind of what it felt like to me, that it was more of like a not compatible thing rather than a I don't like Molly thing.
Yeah, because I think one thing that came up a lot that season is like, who's ready to be a mom and who really can do that stepmom life, and because it, in this case, like, they definitely have to move to Seattle. That's where his, you know, child is, and I know like he had was the full-time parent, but I think the mom was still in the picture, I think. So I don't think that, that Jason was going anywhere. So it's like, we saw Molly kind of saying after she was eliminated, like, I was ready to be a stepmom. I was ready to move to, you know, pick up everything, go to Seattle. And I think maybe that's what she was kind of alluding to, that like in 6 months, Melissa might not be doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's a really good question, though. Justin Feinberg. What's a more romantic gesture? Crying over a balcony for someone or jumping a fence for someone?
Jumping a fence, I think.
Like leaving the whole show behind.
Yeah, like I feel like the crying was just maybe I made a mistake thing rather than like a romantic gesture.
Yeah, I noticed they did the preview and they're doing Nick's seasons next, and he kind of like has his own like crying scene. Like it became like kind of like just something. I think Nick like knew what he was doing. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go on this balcony and cry, like because it's so scenic. But yeah, Jason's was original. It was like that's how he was feeling. I was trying to figure out like when Molly said like I didn't know that like he had that reaction, because I think when she. When they filmed the After the Final Rose special. And I think that might have been like the start of that kind of special too. I could be wrong, but where they had like, you know, they always would have something at the end, but where they'd like check in, I think, but not like to that degree. So I think like when she was called back, like she didn't know what she was coming for. Like she might have thought it was about the Bachelorette or something,
right,
and just like filming her segment like about her breakup. And then because I think when they checked in with Jason and Molly at the end, she was like, I had never seen, like, I didn't know that, like, that was his reaction after he let me go, you know. She wouldn't have seen like how strong it was. Let's see, Will Harrington. How sad is it that Bachelor leads doubling back for the runners-up has produced more marriages than the leads in their final one? Okay, yeah, Will stumbling on the same thing that I was thinking of. That is pretty sad.
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, it's happy that things work out, but like, wow, that's pretty wild to put it that way.
Yeah, and what does it say? Like, none of the women have like question their final choice, you know, and gone back. I guess mean, Allie did sort of.
She went,
we question it, but yeah, they never like, aside from Allie like feeling things out with Frank later on, it's like usually like they either like are successful or like just gonna end anyway. And then Melissa's big thing too was like you took that moment away from me about getting engaged, and that's kind of what Hannah had said too, Hannah Brown. And I've heard a lot about how they're so
pressured. And Hannah Ann, too.
Oh, yeah. And that they're so pressured to, like, Ben Higgins has talked about this, like, well, if you are going to end up with this person, like, you don't want to take away this, like, beautiful proposal from them. Like, they try to spin it the other way, the producers. Like, you know, this, they're never going to get, like, a more romantic proposal. Like, yeah, but would they rather have this romantic proposal and then you break up with them in a month? Like, I don't know. So Justin Feinberg, what was the weirdest part of this episode and why was it the insinuation that people were seriously still using MySpace in 2009?
I feel like I was a little bit. I think it was at the tail end of mine, but.
Well, if anyone was, probably Jason, right? Like,
yeah.
That was like the social place to be. Maybe she couldn't get on his Facebook. You'd have to be Facebook friends back then. So,
do you think he was like a, you know, the MySpace version of a public figure?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because how would she? Were they or just had a public profile? I don't know. I never really used MySpace. So, Justin Feinberg asking about Ethan for the hot dog theory. What condiment does Ethan like on his hot dogs, and what do you think that says about him?
I asked him right before, you know, what do you like on your hot dogs? Mm-hmm. He said he always likes ketchup. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he likes ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he wants ketchup, mustard, and relish. Relish wasn't even mentioned.
Relish was not mentioned. I think relish, it's sweet. It's colorful. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit more like personality.
Yeah. A little brighter, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Tova Atha, other than hot dogs, what foods are best for gathering more information about a potential love interest?
I think it's just important to go for dinner with them so you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. I could see maybe more drinks being like telling, like, are they beer or wine? Are they soda? You know?
Yeah. You know, suggest like a vegetarian restaurant and see what happens, or, you know, go for sushi and see what they get. Is your boyfriend vegetarian?
No, but he is like, so if we go out to eat, he'll just get what he wants. But like at home, we don't have meat in the house.
Yeah.
So it's like partial vegetarian. I'm working on it little by little. Like, I don't have it in the house, but like if we get takeout, then yeah, he can get it.
Right.
Allison Howard, did anyone else ever think Molly knew ahead of taping after the final rose that Jason would be breaking up with Melissa? So yeah, I kind of thought that, like, part of it, because I was like, why is she so like forgiving?
Yeah, she almost like seemed excited to come out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she did seem excited to come out there and then like really like chill with seeing him. Like,
yeah,
they were like so friendly. I don't know. And part of that, I think, is her personality. Like, but maybe she was like really excited because she was like, I'm ready to like announce that I'm the bachelorette. I don't know. But I think he had to give like some kind of, he's not going to, it's kind of like clue. With Ari and Lauren, like he went out there to like
see
how mad she was, you know. And it's kind of like, well, when he say like, well, what if like, would you forgive me if like, you know, like we tried it out again or something? I don't know. I guess they're the only ones that will really know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, who gave him her number too? Like, that didn't seem like that would be a good idea. Right?
It sounded like, to me, that Melissa gave him Molly's number.
Oh, really?
Well, because she was saying...
She heard from Jillian that he talked to Molly.
Oh, maybe. But, like, I don't know. It seemed like she was like, yeah, I got Molly's number from the producers to see how she's doing.
Oh, I thought she said that he got it.
Maybe I just misheard. It's possible, since I don't always pay 100% attention.
But it's like, why would they give it right away? I guess, you know, you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
Now that wouldn't even be a problem. It'd be like, just find her Instagram. Not an issue. Well, are you excited to see Nick's season next week?
Yeah. That's one we've seen more recently. Is that the most recent of the seasons? Is airing? I think maybe.
I think so. Yeah, because
at least
was,
so far.
You know, his Bachelor run came like quite a bit after his Bachelorette stints. So, and then Chris, it's like he has to find something, some superlative for every Bachelor. So, was Nick really the most controversial choice? The most controversial Bachelor?
I, you know what? I think if I had to guess, Brad Womack Volume 2 was probably the most controversial pick. But this one was up there. People were not happy about him being
picked.
Yeah,
that's true. We were like in the minority for that. We were happy.
Well, because people wanted Luke, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, they don't like when you deviate. Like, Ari was a controversial pick because he wasn't from the past season, too. You know, so it's like...
Yeah. But people liked Ari on his season. People did not like Nick on his seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked his cast. Says like so many like that we're still like are in
seeing.
The yeah we're still seeing them, and at least we'll see some Rachel, even though I've heard they're not doing her season, but I'm sure they'll talk. I hope they talk to her. I hope they're not like not inviting her on. That would not be good.
Can't imagine that's the case. Yeah. And Vanessa just got engaged.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, like that. Last night.
Nice timing, Vanessa.
I know.
Although they did film all of this, like Chris is out filming. So like, how awkward was it when Chris was asking Jillian, like, what do you think about Claire as the Bachelorette?
Yeah. Ethan was like, so are they just like pretending? Like, do you think this happened, was filmed a while ago? Or do you think they're just going to pretend that Claire's the Bachelorette all the way through?
Well, did you see the promo? Like, that's still showing like Claire. They're not showing her like talking, but they're showing Claire on like a screen, a silhouette of Claire. Like, they're not like showing anything of Tayshia yet, although it has been announced.
But not by them.
Not by them. By Chris's girlfriend. She got the scoop. So, yeah. I don't know when they would be announcing it.
I don't even know when they're airing this shit, man.
That's true. Well, and then they're advertising Dancing with the Stars, which I think is going to be airing at the same time, because that's taking the Monday slot and Bachelorette's going to be on Tuesdays.
So are they just like bubbling all those people on Dancing with the Stars?
Because I heard that Caitlin was going out there pretty soon. So I would think they'd have to live on like some kind of campus or something. You know, they're just practicing all the time anyway. And usually what they would do for that show is like the pros would travel back and kind of be in a bubble with that person and like go to wherever they live. And, but I think now they just kind of have to make this fully their life, you know? As Jason said, he was going out there too, to LA. So, or maybe they have like Airbnbs, kind of like the quarantine with, like what they did with Bachelor, or not Bachelor, Big Brother contestants. Like,
yeah,
they quarantine them in different like Airbnbs, I think. And then like they just, maybe you're like kind of stuck there. You can get deliveries and then travel just to the practice area. I don't know.
Yeah.
The filming area.
I mean, that'll lead to a really great season though, then, right?
I would think so. Like, everybody like has nothing else to do. They have no distractions. So they can only dance. Or just like really intense, really stressful.
Yeah.
And then do you want to tease what else we are doing this week coming up?
Or we're really excited to talk to Shannon Guss coming up this week. She reached out to us wanting to talk about the Bachelor Australia premiere. So that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight in Australia. I'm not totally sure. We're going
to
figure that out.
We have to wait to like find a way we can watch it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Shannon about that. It will be in both this feed and the International Survivor feed. So keep an eye out for that.
The lead was on Australian Survivor.
Yeah.
They actually can cross over in Australia. You can be on both shows.
I watched the promo for Australia Bachelor.
Yes.
And I also saw like a clip of Lockie's best moments.
Oh yeah, I have to watch that still.
Did you watch the promo for Bachelor Australia?
Excited.
They had to shut down the season and they did part of it on Zoom and then they resumed it.
So crazy.
I am really, you know what? I feel like
they didn't give up on it.
I'm gonna keep watching.
Yeah. If there's a way we can keep watching. I have to see how that works and like how long they were in Zoom dates and
So we're excited about that. So keep your eye on your Bachelor feeds this weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
All right, Haley, what have you been up to? Where can people find you in the meantime? I know you started a Twitch channel.
I did start a Twitch channel. I did my first stream today where I made a cake and it went okay. The cake was just fine. So my
for Kaser's birthday.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. It was I love Kaser. God, I'm so excited to be back. Speaking of that, I actually did a blog post this week ranking the Big Brother All-Stars cast on who I'm most excited to see back. And Kaser was number one, spoiler alert.
Yes.
My Twitch is, I think it's twitch.tv/HaleyStrong. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, as always, at @hstrong_, and my blog strongtakes.ca. This past week on the Beyond Top Chef podcast, we did some food quizzes on BuzzFeed.
Oh, fun.
So me, Kurt Clark, and Mike Bloom did that. It was a lot of fun. So check that out.
Nice. All right. And you can find me on Twitter @RHAP Recapper. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.